This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
One of the Republican lawmakers there, Louie Gohmert, and things boiled over with him during the hearing. He blasted Strzok for the impact he had on public trust and the FBI and his personal behavior.
The disgrace,
Mr.
what this man has done.
The gentleman
to
from
justice.
Texas will suspend for a
there
moment.
There is the disgrace, and it won't be recaptured anytime soon because of the damage you've done to the justice system. And I've talked to FBI agents around the country. You've embarrassed them. You've embarrassed yourself. And I can't help but wonder, when I see you looking there with a little smirk, how many times did you look so innocent into your wife's eyes and lie to her about Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, this is outrageous.
The credibility of a witness
shame
is always
on you,
an issue.
Mr. Chairman,
this is intolerable harassment of the witness.
What's wrong with that? You need your medication.
It was a free-for-all, and you heard that comment end, do you need your medication? Congressman Louie Gohmert, did you lose your temper, or did you intend to bring up his personal life decisions?
No, I didn't go into it intending to do that, but as I sat there listening to him so smugly, his little smirk, and he had lied repeatedly, and he knew he was lying, he knew I knew he was lying, and yet he still would lie. And I'm telling you, the unfortunate thing is about that last exchange I had with him, may have clouded over a very, very important story, and that is that he was told by the intelligence community inspector general's investigator, Frank Rucker, that they had found an anomaly in the emails going to and from Hillary Clinton's unauthorized private server. And it was when they forensically examined the anomaly, they found embedded information, and it was a foreign entity, not Russia, but a foreign entity that was that was getting every single one of her over 30,000 emails.
So wait, Congressman, just to stop you
Russia.
There. Just
it
to
wasn't
stop there.
Russia.
So you're saying that in Hillary Clinton's emails, they were forwarded to somebody else?
Yes, and it was because they were hacked, and Horowitz didn't point that out. You know, the previous story, you know, that Comey gave us. Well, it was not a good server. It was possible that it got hacked, but there was no evidence it was hacked. And then we find out, and that's what I brought out today, that the intelligence community IG brought it to their attention.
Gotcha.
And they did nothing. And this is a foreign entity, not related to Russia in the least,
right,
that is getting everyone. There were only four of over 30,000 emails.
Gotcha.
They didn't get. They were going to and from.
Congressman,
she compromised America's security.
Congressman, one of the many people who questioned Peter Strzok today and will probably question Lisa Page tomorrow at about 1:30 Eastern time. Congressman, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian.
One of the Republican
Louie Gohmert there, of course, it was one of the most heated exchanges and really fired up the Democrats. And it was uncomfortable, you know, to hear him call Peter Strzok out and the way in which he did that. And he's right. It did take away because if that was what he was trying to talk about was the additional compromise of Hillary Clinton's emails. Certainly that got lost in the heat of the moment translation. And this is the problem when things get emotional like this. And Louie Gohmert, of course, a former judge, he's been around this stuff when people are lying. And, and it was uncomfortable, as it was for many there who are prosecutors. They see this thing. But, what did they expect? That Peter Strzok was going to come in and say, yeah, I did this and I was purposeful. It is the nature of people who lie and have a mindset and a worldview that protects that lying at all expense. That's the con that Dinesh D'Souza even talked about. Of course, the conversation will continue. Maria Espinosa, coming up next.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Maria Espinosa is over there. She's the National Director of the Remembrance Project. Maria, let's bring you on right away. So much to talk about. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much again, Bill. Yes, there's so much to talk about for sure.
Yeah, I real quickly, yesterday, of course, we were all glued to the TV, or most of us were anyway, watching what was happening with the Peter Strzok investigation and the hearing that took place. The Democrats were very concerned at times, saying, look, we need to spend more time about issues on the border. You know, why are we getting caught up in all this? And they really, to me, are disconnected from the relevance of this whole issue, because what this all points to is the rule of law. If we can't get the FBI straight and get this straight, then how can we possibly get immigration correct?
Agreed. You know, nothing's being done, seems like, and they're just it's almost like we're watching a game volleying back and forth, going from one topic to another and never finish completing one of the tasks.
Exactly. Well, you know, and I'm sure that many who watch this go, why am I watching this? I mean, all I hear is this pontification, and you know, it was interesting. It was like it was almost like a mini you know, publicity stunt on one side, and the other side, you know, they're asking questions instead of making statements. I'm sitting here going, ask a question, please.
Yeah.
You know, what are you doing? You're posturing for your constituency back home. I mean, this is why people are arguing that maybe, you know, they shouldn't even broadcast these things, because maybe it'll calm down some of these politicians.
Right. They definitely want an audience, and you're right. What they're going to do is go back and get the little video of them speaking and then put it out there to their constituents and drive that narrative that they want, which was totally, you know, false and all, not even germane to the issue at hand in some of them.
Mm.
But, yeah, I think it's up to us, though, Bill, to call their offices, and I actually did. During that, I was working and looking, watching a little bit and calling. Like, what
right.
are you doing? You know, we have to call these guys and tell them that they better get with the program and start legislating to protect our country and Americans. And they're simply not doing it, and they refuse. I mean, they're looking at doing everything else and bringing something else up rather than focusing on keeping us safe.
Right. Well, what seems to be the motivation of the left is, again, it's all through this filter, in much the same way that there is this bias, clear bias. I don't even know how to argue the other side. I mean, you have to suspend reality and to go along with Peter Strzok and to agree with him that there was no bias. That's impossible. you know, speaking the way he spoke on so many occasions about, you know, Trump supporters, about Trump himself, and, you know, that he was going to stop it, and oh, I didn't mean it conveniently, or I can't remember conveniently. I mean, you have to suspend reality and know that, I mean, you wouldn't, Maria, if one of your kids came to you with this story, you'd say, you know, probably, I mean, if they insisted, you go, my goodness, I got to bring in a therapist here, because this kid is such a narcissist, he's going to be a mess by the time he gets to be an adult.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and again, I blame every single politician. There's just like a handful of them, Bill, that are trying to do the job, but you can't push along that cart when you've got so much dead weight on it.
Yeah.
And that's another reason why we must identify people, good candidates, to run the next election. You know, we need to hold the line in midterm, but let's identify those individuals and get behind them, support them every way, and we have to, you know, donate to their campaigns, but they have to replace these individuals, as you can see. And I am disappointed with Attorney General Sessions. I thought he was going to be very strong in going in there and wiping them out and making sure that the rule of law was followed, and I don't know what's going on up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is amazing, and even Donald Trump, 4,000 miles away, tweeted the other day, "Where's Jeff Sessions on this?"
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, and that's the ongoing question and frustration. But meanwhile, first of all, I think it was unrealistic to think that Peter Strzok was going to come in and say, "Yeah, you're right. I was biased. I did this." I mean, and it's interesting because he says, "Well, you know, look at what I've done. Look at my body of work." Well, you look at his body of work, and it leads to all this deception and the exact opposite of what he's claiming, and how he wants us to let go of reality and, you know, and say somehow you can say all these things, hold to this worldview, and not have it affect your body of work. And a couple of the congressmen had brought up that, you know, what kind of effect did this have down line? That's the scary thing, that it's not just with him. It's, you know, there had to be a lot of people cooperating with him. And, you know, the down line agents see this. And, yes, some may be disgusted, as Louis Gohmert suggested, and disappointed and hurt over their institution, because now people are looking at this and going, do we really need the FBI? Do we need this kind of power centralized that's out of control, you know, like this in our country?
Right. Absolutely. And as we can see, obviously, in the past, look what the IRS did. Look at all the corruption. Jay Johnson,
EPA,
Eric Holder.
Yeah.
EPA's horrific. Exactly. Mm. You know, and even with us, our small organization, you know, several years back in 2015, mm-hmm. I can guarantee you that our phones were tapped and listened. Our conversations were listened in on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and I have some records that I'm going to be pulling and have ordered. So, you know, I mean, this goes pretty deep. You know, and I don't put anything past them. And again, you know, we just point to the IRS, and it's still there. And the people, where are they? They're just free to live their lives while they ruin the livelihood of many others and destroy marriages and businesses. Mm-hmm. And there's no accountability. And it does start with the DOJ. And again, it is so imperative that we get together and get these guys out and start running good people and hold them accountable and not sit down. The left does a great job, and, you know, the squeaky wheel being oiled, but, and, you know, we're probably too nice. I'm not saying get violent, but, you know, we have to really stay on them.
Well, you got to know what you believe in. And the thing is that it is difficult to have a conversation with somebody who comes at you with you know, I guess the depth of a bumper sticker, and they're very emotional with their rallying cries. And so it's hard to have that conversation with them. But you also have to set yourself up in venues to where you have a fair shot at it. For example, we're spending all this time and money and energy and resources on dealing with the left by having these committee meetings and these hearings and that. Well, they can't hold his feet to the fire. I mean, he can come in and insist that, hey, look, at you know, based on the rules and the Hatch Act and all that, I'm well, you know, I can have an opinion. I'm encouraged to have an opinion. That's okay. And he can argue his case. It requires a grand jury. It requires subpoenas. If you really want to get down to the truth of the matter, but going through this exercise, either that or they've got to find a way to empower these congressional committees with a lot more power than what they're exercising right now.
Well, true. And then who's going to exercise those subpoenas? And who's going to hold them accountable? So, you know, we'll really put pressure on the DOJ.
Well, that's it seems to be what's being revealed right now. More from Maria Espinosa. We're going to talk about ICE on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
question. Are you all in? And, you know, Maria Espinosa and I were just talking that the time to be a casual citizen is over. I mean, all this stuff that's coming up right now, you know, the socialistic ideas that are being bantered about, you know, professors in our liberal institutions have had their way. They've indoctrinated our kids. It's amazing, Maria, when you think of all the money that we have paid for tuition, you know, to have our kids indoctrinated. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But I am confident that the truth will always win out. But it requires people of good reason and moral value to take a stand and really believe in what it is they believe in and to fight the good fight. I mean, after all, in many cases, what is coming at us from the other side are, you know, I say has the thickness of a bumper sticker. There's not a lot of substance, you know, beyond the emotion. But don't be threatened by emotion. You know, when Goliath was coming at David, there was a lot of emotion there on Goliath's side. But David was very calm. He understood and believed in his God that knew that right would win over wrong, and he held his ground and believed in God. I mean, God instituted, and I think this is where we need to get back to, is God instituted the United States of America for a divine purpose. And the fact that we're even getting another shot at this, I mean, if you can't see this as a God thing, I mean, this country was heading, you know, for an absolute demise. And, you know, to put it plainly, even though Hillary Clinton purported to be a Methodist and had, I mean, she could talk the talk and lead you to believe that there was some spiritual connection there. But clearly, she was not the one that God has chosen. She thought she had inherited it and it was her right. But as we know, it is God that appoints kings and leaders. And Donald Trump, like it or not, is God's chosen instrument. And with God, you always know that look at what happens in the substance of an appointment. There are signs and wonders. We can say this in spiritual terms, and I know you understand it. Some people who have signs and wonders. What are signs and wonders? Well, the signs and wonders are the obvious. Look at what's happening with the economy. Look what's happening with Donald Trump overseas. We were told he was going to be a mess. He's destroying our allies, all this stuff. And what he's done is just the opposite. He has strengthened our alliances, but the mainstream media is not going to say that. I mean, look at what happened in NATO, Maria. The people, all but the leaders there, all but said, thank God somebody could tell Merkel that she's out of order and this goofy thing with the Russians that she just, you know, signed up that her and the former chancellor have agreed to in this pipeline compromises. I mean, here it is. I mean, it's so goofy. They're putting sanctions on the Russians, you know, NATO and the United States and all its allies. And then she backdoors this deal and compromises the sanction. And like, you know, everybody else saw that 800,000 pound gorilla in the room, but Trump goes, hey, well, you guys, don't you see that gorilla in the room? They go, well, yeah, but, you know, we didn't want to hurt her feelings. Hurt her feelings? I mean, this is goofy, right?
Yeah. You're absolutely right, Bill, and this is a God thing. And, you know, look, for us, and I can testify to that, and, you know, like I mentioned off air, you know, my husband and I are just two normal people. You know, we're no longer casual citizens like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for years, I felt there was something wrong, but never knew what to do. But not until my husband and I got together and it was a conscious decision for me to put my company on hold and he would continue working and support the family. And here I'm still 100% volunteer. You know, but the goal is not fame or fortune or anything like that. And, you know, we have strong ties with administration and President Trump has been at so many rallies and we, you know, saw him 2 weeks ago. But again, you know, people constantly reach out and say, well, how is that? I said, what is what? How is it? We're working, you know, it's still going well, but they're so intrigued with meeting the president, but we're not focused on that. We're focused on trying to save this country. And if, you know, Donald Trump, he's at the point of that fear, And we are not keeping up with him. I mean, we as Americans, we need to do our jobs. Look at what he has done. You may have just mentioned a few things.
Right.
Unbelievable. A man who was not political, a man who was not even considered conservative. And again, when we first heard that Donald Trump was going to enter the race again, I never really thought of it. I mean, I didn't know much about him, honestly.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
so when he came down that escalator and said those words, and I just knew this was the man that was going to be president, and we had to support him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought, God, Donald Trump, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And
it's like I told people, look, at God used a donkey. He can use Donald Trump. It's not a problem. You know,
then I started researching him. Now, I mean, there were a couple things that really stuck out to me and that we were led to, and I knew because he is a competitor. And actually, he mentioned something the other day on the news and talking about, I think he was talking about Putin as a competitor. If
yes.
people understand that, you really understand what he's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And again, along the way, there were signs that we were told that we were on the right track.
Right.
So we followed that trail, and we just said, you know, use us. We're a tool, please. We're here.
Exactly.
Yes, we will put up with all the hate and all, and even sometimes within our own circle. Bill, I hate to say that, but you know, we're here. We're doing our best that we can. You know, we're a little scrappy. You know,
right.
we're not good at anything, in my opinion. We're just trying whatever we can.
Well, but you're gaining traction on behalf of these families, and as you've been remembering with the Remembrance Project, you honor and remember Americans and legal residents who've been killed by illegal aliens. And getting back to your point here, Maria, about the president's term of competitor when it comes to Putin, I mean, you and I are business people. We understand that concept. The mainstream media, a lot of these people cannot even relate to Trump. They have no idea. They've never signed the front of a check. They've only signed the back. And, you know, there's a big difference there in mentality. And that's not to say somebody is more or less than. It's just, look, we all have jobs to do. If we stay in our lane and we compliment one another, well, we can get a lot accomplished. I mean, that's what the Pluribus Unum is all about, the United States. It has nothing to do with the Democrats or the Republicans as separate entities. Those are divisive items there. Yes, we want to be around people that are like-minded, to understand some things, that's fine, but that cannot be the be-all and end-all. The be-all and end-all is that we are Americans at the end of the day, and we're here for a common cause. When we get subdivided and bifurcated and tribalized, mm-hmm. then you have the America that you have today. We have to remember it all, in all angles and aspects here, we have to consider one another as patriots, as Americans, for a common cause.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You're right on point there, Bill. Speaking of President Trump, before we even knew Donald Trump, you know, we started this in trying to save lives because we saw something that was wrong. We want to rectify it. And the most egregious of all in a country, and devastation that could happen to a family, the unit, the nucleus of a country, is a loss of life, and especially one that was preventable. And in 2009, that's why we started the Remembrance Project. And get this, no one can tell me that God did not have a huge hand in this.
Mm.
And we started the Stolen Life, we created the Stolen Life Quilt banners, and that was a visual memorial. We just figured if we didn't know about this, what was going on, then the media wasn't doing their job. So
exactly.
Right away, that was created.
Well, Maria, we only got 20 seconds left. Remind everybody how they can get activated and find out more information about the Remembrance Project.
Our website is theRemembranceProject.org, theRemembranceProject.org. We're on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter is @StolenLife. QLT.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As he visits Great Britain after the NATO summit in Brussels, President Donald Trump has today had a private meeting with British Prime Minister Theresa May. Afterwards, he spoke to reporters with May beside him, saying that they had a tremendous meeting, and he also looked back on that NATO session.
The Prime Minister and I worked very hard together in NATO, and that was an incredible 2 days, I think. It's never been more united. People are paying. We are two of the five that are totally paid up, but others are coming along rapidly.
However, late yesterday, speaking to the tabloid The Sun, President Trump criticized May's Brexit policy, saying a compromise with the European Union would kill a US-UK trade deal, and he took aim at London's mayor, saying he's soft on terrorism. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Lord, I will run to you. You are my hiding place. You are my saving grace. Lord, I will run, run, run. Lord, I will run to you.
Bill Martinez Live.
Way you like us, fresh and independent every day. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. And, you know, we'd love to hear from you. By the way, I will mention that I got an email last night, and I appreciate Miss M's comments in talking about abortion. And I wrote her back in saying that perhaps she hasn't heard on many occasions, because she was talking and saying, you know, from her perspective, and I appreciate that, that there is a, how did she put it, a glaring oversight that allows pro-lifers to get very self-righteous in an unbalanced discussion. She says leaving the father out of the abortion discussion is a glaring oversight that allows pro-lifers to get very self-righteous in an unbalanced discussion. And I shared with her, I said, well, you know, many times here on the show, and you've heard me say that I believe, you know, men, we're starting to hear more men realizing what they have done and how they have participated in this grand lie thrust upon, you know, the citizenry, upon, you know, humanity here in this country, that has opened the door to the murder of some 60 million babies. If you go back on Roe v. Wade, the main reason, the main argument was in the case of a rape or incest or the, you know, the mother being in danger, this is why we had to allow for legal abortion in this country. That today represents, you know, less than, you know, 1.5% of all abortions. So what's happened is 98.5% roughly is convenience or wrong sex or, oh, I got the wrong hookup. I mean, that seems to be, you know, what you extract from these numbers here. But that aside, and Ms. M's comments, we have been a proponent of encouraging men, you know, to confront this issue. And they are doing this more and more. See, men have been cast aside and said, well, you know, you're irrelevant. You're just basically a donor. You know, you're here. Get out of here. It's the woman's body. Well, we know differently in the context of what the Bible says, because what the Bible says is that the woman's body in a marriage is not her body, it's the man's body. And conversely, the man's body is not his body, it's the woman's body. So that's another one of those lies that, you know, come out that, you know, through modern feminism that are confronting, are confronted with the truth of God that says clearly it is not the woman's body. But yet they repeatedly say that. The media, of course, allows that to happen because they're all part and parcel and complicit with the evil doings that are being perpetrated on America today. And what's happened here is our children are being murdered. Now, the sad thing of all this is that they're being murdered by mothers, by their very own mothers and fathers. Can you imagine? This is what's happening in our country. And this has been going on for a long time, ever since that door was opened, that door of evil in 1973. And I still tell you to this day, with all that is in me and all the passion that I have, and what I can see is that there will be a time that the men of this country, and I would say men around the world, will wake up and see what they have done. And like in the New Testament, where it talks about the cry coming out of Ramah, Rachel, it was predicted in the Old Testament, and it happened when King Herod put out the decree that all boys under the age of, what, 2-3 years old were to be murdered. And there was this cry out of Ramah that they said the woman's grief could not, they just could not calm them down. It could not be placated. And I hear that cry from a male perspective coming out of the United States and around the world of men, the fathers, the would-be fathers who have been complicit because, you know, conveniently, you know, it was okay. You know, the woman took charge. She did, it was her body. That's her problem. You know, all this contemporary thought that buys into this lie. And the men of America and around the world are one day, and I would say right now, are starting to see this already. They're starting to realize what is God's perspective on this? You know, where are men supposed to be? And what's happened, again, we're reminded that the way the evil one comes in is he first ties up the strong man. And in this case, it is the men of America, the men of this world who are the strong men. We've been tied up. We've been told to shut up. You have no say here. You know, it's her body and you're out of here, Jack. And so in some cases, we men have found it convenient to get out of the way and not be accountable, not be responsible. And who's paid the price? Our children. And I say that not only will the men realize this, but grandparents are realizing, oh my, I could have had another grandson. I could have had another granddaughter. You know, what about the would-be weddings that we could have attended? The memories that could have happened that are all squashed. But, you know, we cannot continue this way. And this is what the issue, I mean, people can talk about all the political aspect of abortion they want. But what it all comes down to, all politics set aside, because that's human understanding. You know, I go back to what God said initially back in Genesis in talking to Cain. He says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Okay. I mean, that is a profound admonition and caution to all of us to consider, have we done right? Are we doing right here? Is it going well for us? How is that working for you? But all because of human desires, human perspectives. This is the mess we've got ourselves into. And we're dealing with a mess here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, case in point, look at that hearing yesterday with Peter Strzok. I mean, it was a disaster. And I'm not talking about the reactions of the congressman. I'm just talking about, you know, here it is. I mean, you know, deception and the lies that were on display here, you know, and what is going on. And this is just part and parcel. And I see it as a microcosm of the problem that we have here in America today, is that we're not willing to deal with the truth. But thank God, I said, you know, as I told you, God's chosen instrument for a time such as this is Donald Trump. And I don't mean to over-spiritualize this, or maybe I do, I guess, is that I'm, you know, God chooses who is going to be our leader. And I've often said, and I hear this time and again, people said, oh my goodness, if Hillary Clinton would have been elected president, what kind of America would this be today? After two judicial choices for the Supreme Court. What trajectory would America be on? I mean, we've already got other things that are happening that are being pronounced in the political sphere that are antagonistic to righteousness and to the things of God, the things that are consistent with that warning that God gave Cain and gives to all of us, that if you do right, will it not go well for you? You know, this is the thing, you know, the opportunity that we have here, not only for ourselves, ladies and gentlemen, but, you know, I think of our kids and our grandkids. What kind of America are we leaving them? What kind of legacy that, you know, allows people to so blatantly get caught up and infected by lying that, you know, Peter Strzok isn't going to come in and say, okay, hey, I lied. I did this. I was purposeful. He doesn't have to, because his actions already say that loud and clear. So I don't know what they're trying to get to if they think that for some reason he's suddenly going to admit his wrongdoing. I mean, here is a guy who's already compromised. I know Louis Gohmert had said it in a way that was uncomfortable for people, but his credibility is lost already when he is, he's enmeshed in sin, in the deception that he was having with his own family, with the affair that he was having with Lisa Page. So how credible a person is he? And what can we believe in? But we can know him, as he said, look at my work, look at my body of work. Well, we do, and it falls short. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 before the top of the hour.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, what's that?
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond Relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond Relief starts now. Use as directed.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies.
you create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Only for your glory, my hands reach. Over you to hold me, my soul sings. Over you I hold me, my feet dance.
Minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Bruce Hosconek is back with us, focused on the family's judicial analyst, and much to talk about here. The new nomination for Supreme Court Justice, that indications are that selection process, or not so much the selection, but the confirmation process, may be going a little bit smoother than expected. So we'll wait and see. I want to talk, Bruce, more about that. But before we get into that, I want to get your read of yesterday's hearing with Peter Strzok.
I don't know if I want to comment on that. I watched some of the questioning from some of the Republicans in that committee, and I just think it was an embarrassment for the FBI and an embarrassment for Strzok. I just don't understand what's going on there, and I pray that that committee can get to the bottom of it, because I think the American people have been strung along enough, and they're losing confidence in the FBI and everything that's going on in the federal bureaucracy in D.C.
Is that possible to get to the bottom of it? I mean, because clearly, I mean, what was on display here, Bruce, I think from a spiritual standpoint, and we've been addressing it this morning, this is the problem with lying, is that when you start to lie, you build up a mindset and a worldview that supports that lie. And sadly, what I saw from Peter Strzok is that he's a mess. I mean, he is so mired in lies and deception that he can sit there and try to parse around and get people to try to get people to suspend reality. I mean, he is very dangerous, on so many levels, because, you know, as I was talking with Maria Espinosa earlier, and I said, you know, if you had a child that talked to you this way, you would get them in front of a therapist right away, because you knew when this child grows up to be an adult, they're going to be a dangerous narcissist.
You know, that's the problem, I think, not only with this fellow, but with much of the D.C. bureaucracy in general. They have got civil servant jobs. They can't practically lose them for any reason unless they rob a bank. And they feel a sense of identification with the liberal regimes in D.C. because that entire city is about 90% liberal. So there's this built-in mindset, I think, even before a conservative Congress or president hits town, that hey, you know, you guys are going to be here for a short while, but we're really in control. And that's right. Sad. We deserve better than that.
And, you know, when I make a statement about Peter Strzok, I mean, I hope people understand. I'm not trying to condemn him. What I'm condemning is the action. And we need to observe this and say, wow, this could happen to any one of us if we fall victim of this. And we, you know, the Bible talks about us renewing our mind. Well, if you're renewing your mind, if you can renew your mind on the good things of God, you can also renew your mind on the bad things of the evil one. And that's what we need to be on guard for. And that's, you know, for Peter Strzok and sadly, what he's dealing with, he and his family, and I mean, every time I hear, you know, Peter Strzok and his lover, you know, Lisa Page and all that, I mean, Bruce, I hurt for him. I hurt for his wife and Lisa Page and her family, what they must go through for, you know, for how they have fallen, and here it is on public display. So I want to extend compassion, because that's what God has given me. But I'm just saying, just in terms of the leadership and people that we have, I mean, and this is what was brought out, was that he was in a critical leadership position. And this kind of attitude and this kind of worldview was promoted and allowed to operate at that high a level in the FBI. That is dangerous.
It is dangerous. It's so sad. Again, it goes back to years and years of a mindset that just keeps focusing on things other than the Constitution, other than the rule of law, other than the American dream and the American ideal. It turns, everything becomes political in D.C. And
it's too bad, you know, but in contrast, and this is the thing that came back to me in talking about Brett Kavanaugh, and he was talking about his mother, and he said he learned this from his mother, and this echoed throughout for me the last couple of days. He says she told him, use your common sense. This is what she tells, you know, the jury. He says, use your common sense. What rings true, what rings false?
Yeah, isn't that, was a great testimony to his mother and his dad, and it's so true. It's basic to the human condition, and yet it actually works. You do apply common sense.
Yeah, otherwise you got pretzel logic, and you got to twist yourself and your mind up in so many directions. You know, this is why the Bible talks about that, you know, with lies comes lots of words, right? Because you got all these machinations to get around this stuff. And again, you know, I don't want people to think that I'm self-righteous and I've got it all figured. I'm working through this, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason I know this, because I see this in myself. I see, you know, so it's a cautionary tale for us to realize that, you know, God in his divine love for us and compassion wants us to learn from these. These are learning opportunities. If we're all about just condemning, you know, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and all the other stuff that's going on, it's like, look, if we're sincere about getting this country back on track and following the rule of law, and we know where the law comes from, it comes from God himself. He's the originator of the law, and the law is there to protect us, to serve us, to allow us as best we can this side of heaven to realize our God-given potential, is it not?
Yeah, definitely. What's the quote from one of the founders? If men were angels, government would not be necessary.
Right. Exactly. And we're not. And so here it is. So, and we can all be victim. We've all have not be victim. We can all be perpetrators. We all have made mistakes and fallen short. But this is the opportunity for us to, you know, do some self-evaluation on this and to remember. And I think also to, as believers, to pray for Peter Strzok and his family and for our government, you know, to get out of this chaos. And we're greatly encouraged by the nomination impression of someone who, you know, when you hear of his background, Judge Kavanaugh, I mean, it is very impressive. And even what he had to share, you know, after being announced, right, Bruce?
Oh, my goodness. It looks like a home run. And in that short little acceptance speech, he talked about his not only his parents and his upbringing, but his judicial philosophy. And he spoke right to the heart of America and said judges must be independent, must interpret the law, not make the law. Mm-hmm. They must interpret the Constitution as written, informed by history and tradition and precedent. Those are just beautiful words, and they speak right to the heart of people like us who are very concerned that we're losing our way when we start inventing rights from the bench.
Exactly. Well, again, the comparison, because we're using Peter Strzok as the opposite side in comparison, and even Strzok basically said, hey, look at my body of work. To your point here, if you want to know what somebody's going to do, look at what they've done. And so you look at the background and you look at the history of, you know, of Judge Kavanaugh. 300 decisions, 17 have been affirmed by the Supreme Court. Many of those of that 17 have been embraced by the Supreme Court in such a way and said, hey, look at that. We're going to make this, you know, part of our, you know, our agreement as well as part of our decision. We're going to support this, right?
Yes. When your dissent in an opinion on an appellate court becomes the majority opinion at the Supreme Court, you know that you are respected at the highest levels of the judiciary. That's what mm-hmm. Brett Kavanaugh has managed to accomplish as an appellate judge on the D.C. Circuit. It's very, very impressive.
Well, we've been given some indication, as I mentioned earlier, Bruce, that it looks like it might be a little bit smoother sailing, if that's even possible. Usually the average confirmation is around 90 days. This is going to be running up against the midterm, and, you know, so it could be a little bit of a challenge there. Some Democrats are saying 300 cases that he's decided on. That's a lot of homework to do. I mean, they couldn't even read the Affordable Care Act. I'm not even sure they'll be able to go through the 300 cases. But
right. Yeah. And the 300 are just the opinions he wrote or dissents that he authored. That doesn't include the hundreds of others that he just joined in a majority opinion. So they're probably going to nitpick everything and looking for something, because this is usually a grasping at straws type effort to try and destroy a nominee this well qualified.
Right, without a doubt. And of course, the divide here, as you and I have discussed before, is the divide is between an activist judge and an originalist. And what Donald Trump has given, you know, from his list that have been vetted already, you know, by his people, by himself, including to choose contextualists, judges who come in and believe in the Constitution, and as Judge Kavanaugh said, would interpret the law, not make law.
And we're so delighted to have another promise kept, and President Trump seems to be doing well with his judicial picks.
Well, Bruce Hosconnect, it's always an honor and a pleasure to have you with us. Bruce is focused on the family's judicial analyst. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Always good to be with you.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period.